So tell me a bit about your career. How did you start?
Well, I started imitating, that's a long word for a clown to say with a big nose, imitating my father's routines as a child. And you, where other children might play at being doctors, nurses, that's probably a bad example, but I don't know, milkmen, that's even worse. Where am I going with this? You know, I grew up playing circus and copying the clowns and putting on our own little shows, you know, and inviting the other adults to come and watch the kids' circus and all this. So it was a natural progression then for me to go on to become a performer. I started performing full-time by the age of 10. So from 10 years old, I was then, you know, necessary. I was part of the routine. I had to be there 7 days a week, twice a day. I was part of the routine. I went on to do many other circus skills. I was a human cannonball for a while, then I got fired. I also, I was a bareback rider, but then that got a bit cold in the winter, so I kept my clothes on. No, clowning has always been my love. It's been my passion. I've been very lucky that my clowning's taken me all over the world. I've worked in some great places, circuses, various pantomimes around this country. I've worked in front of royalty. I've worked with some great people. Like, I've worked with Robbie Williams. I've worked for Madonna. But clowning is my passion, and that's what I've always done. And to have the chance to present my own circus in the style that I wanted it. Circus as it should be for a child's eyes, very colourful. You know, we've got the Spider-Man, we've got the jugglers, we've got the bendy ladies, we've got the funny clowns. And these are clowns that aren't just going to go around doing clever tricks. They're funny. Buckets of water down the trousers, custard pie in the face. It's old traditional slapstick, and that's what I'm trying to bring. You know, we're recreating childhood memories. We've got lots of fabulous animated cartoon characters. We've got the camel, the hippo, and these are lovely, great, big, elaborate costumes that people walk around, and the kids adore them, you know, and that's what it's for. It's a family circus for families, presented by my good friends and family.
So it is a circus for the whole family and grandmas and granddads. Yes, who definitely remember so. The heydays.
It's definitely so. What we do is my biggest reward is if I look out into the audience and I can see three generations from the same family all laughing and having a good time at the same exactly the same thing, that is fantastic.
Because I remember the clowns at Blackpool Circus and like the classics and Charlie Caroli. People like that. Yeah. So would you say they've been influences?
I was with young Charlie. I was with his son yesterday, young Charlie. Well, I say young Charlie. He's obviously a lot older than me. Mm. Yeah, I mean, that is what it is. I mean, it's classic clowning what we do. We want the old yes you can, the old no you can't. It's circus panto, you know. And I mean, the one particular thing I do at the start of the show, I create Phipps. Mr. Phipps creates himself in front of the audience. Mm. So there's no initial bursting out, screaming, and gradually, as the performance goes, Mr. Phipps' confidence grows. In the same way, the children's confidence grow in Mr. Phipps. You know, so I put on my makeup and become the character of Mr. Phipps for the first 5 minutes of the show. Right. And it works very well. We get lots of good comments about that. Children who might have been scared of clowns, might have been afraid, they like the idea of seeing that nose go on, seeing that mask, because that's initially what it is. It's an art, a mask, and it's there to enhance your facial expressions. Therefore, the lines, the whites, the reds, the blues, they're all there to make your face stand out so the person in the front row can see the exact same expression as the person in the back row. And there's more to just pulling funny faces. It's about body language, movement, being aware of your public. The first 10 minutes of the routine, I certainly am more aware looking where my audience is and then making decisions on how fast, how slow. It's as if there's an alphabet there, but I don't know. It's going to start on A, it's going to finish on C, but I don't know where all the other letters are going to go. Mm-hmm. So, but the audience determine that. They determine when I'm going to put the S in and when I'm going to put the T in. And when, you know, is it going to be a capital I today? No, it might just be a small I because you don't want to overdo it. You know, so for me, it's great because I do a lot of audience participation. I love the people getting involved and it keeps it so fresh for me. It keeps me on my toes and I have to be prepared for anything because working with children and adults is pretty wonderful.
So when you decided to set up your own circus and mould it in the way that you thought circuses should be, how difficult was that to begin with?
We've had a very tough time. I mean, the weather this year, it's probably one of the hardest years to start a circus ever. It's a constant uphill struggle. The weather has not been in our favour. So we've lost a lot of venues. We're very lucky here. Here in Stafford, the comedy's lovely and hard. We're one of the few circuses in this country this week that has driven onto the ground and will be able to drive off without the aid of a tractor at the end of the week. We're very, very lucky. So it's very difficult. I mean, the show's evolving all the time. You know, I'm constantly changing things. It's never going to be perfect because you'll never reach perfection. But you're doing the best with what you get, and then you'll decide, no, we can change that. We can make it better for tomorrow. I mean, I must be a bad person to work for, because from one day to the next, things are always changing. But that's circus life. That's what we do. We adapt, we carry on, we perform. You know, we present our shows, and that's the way of life that I've been brought up doing. So I know no better.
And it's a real family operation.
It's a real family operation. Mum's out there on reception looking after the box office. She comes in the ring and joins us sometimes. My father joins me in the show. I'm very lucky, fortunate to still be working with my father. He's 73 years old. He's probably England's oldest slapstick clown. Still performing. He loves performing. That's what he does. I mean, we've performed all over the world with our slapstick comedy. Most recently, we were on the CBBS, The Slammer. And, we still enjoy it to this day. And, you know, there's still things that happen that we've been doing it together now for 30 years. And there's still things that happen that we say, that was good, we'll keep that in. And you think that wouldn't happen, but it still happens. Yeah. And, you know, we're lucky enough. My wife, she's with me on the circus. I've got Mum and Dad here, my cousins here. So it's a real family affair. And then I've got some great people that I've met sort of throughout my 35-year career of touring and travelling the world, that I thought, no, they'd be perfect for my circus. Let's bring them along, you know. And I've been lucky enough. I've got some very nice people here. We're a small and lovely, friendly company.
So where specifically have these performers come from?
We've got from France. We've got Alex. He's a fantastic hand balancer, stroke juggler. We've got from Denmark, the lovely Christina. She's contortionist, magician's assistant, aerialist. We've got the lovely Claire, she's an aerialist. My father is from Germany, but I suppose I knew him before I started travelling. At least I hope I did. We've got our ringmaster, Signor Rose. He was an ex-knight. His last job was in jousting tournaments. So, I met Signor Rose a few years ago, and I was just so impressed with the performance he gave as a black knight. He was always the baddie. Mm. And I just thought, what a great thing to bring him along to be the goodie. And he is. He is the big, elaborate ringmaster, very much like the Mad Hatter stroke, you know. So we're on the circus. We've got English, German, Romanian, Russian, Danish, French. So the football's going down well.
So... tell me how long, when do you start with this circus in Stafford? How long are you here for? And also, how much it costs, when the performances are, and if people can't make the performances in Stafford for whatever reason, where you are locally next?
Mr. Phipps's Wonder Circus is in Stafford on the circus site, the Common, that's on the Stone Road. And we open on Wednesday the 13th, and we're here till Sunday the 17th. First night, we have two performances. On the 13th at 5 o'clock and 7:30, both those performances, any seat, anywhere you'd like to sit, any person, costs £5.99. That's one price, adults, children, and that's a preview show. Gets the people to come down and see, and then getting cheaper. Thursday the 14th, we've got two performances, 5 o'clock and 7:30. Friday the 15th, one performance at 7:30. Saturday the 16th, two performances, one at 2 o'clock, one at 5 o'clock. Sunday the 17th, our very last day, one performance at 11 a.m. and one at 2 p.m. And if you want prices for seats, look around. There's plenty of discount vouchers, and prices start from £7 and £8. The box office is open on site daily. The telephone number for that is 07719 877 422. We finish here on the Sunday, and we move just down the road, and we open in Stoke-on-Trent at Central Forest Park from the 20th to the 24th.